Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Edge Got In podcast. I'm Dr. E, and welcome to our show. I'm happy to share another Edge Got In podcast with you where we champion your human potential in Christ. We do this through our weekly podcast where we share messages that God has given to us to share with you. For more information on Edge Got In, be sure to go to our website at edgegotin.com or join our Facebook page at Edge Got In. This week's podcast is titled, How the Christian Eagle System Benefits from Altruistic Behavior. The body of Christ is made up of communities, which I call eagle systems, and they share resources to help each other survive. Their nourishment comes from the activation of the Holy Spirit. And it gives each member in that ecosystem the heart and love of Christ and the ability to mirror his goodness and behavior. We can find answers to how we care for our communities in Exodus and in Deuteronomy, which both show us the importance of caring for those less fortunate than ourselves. In this Bible study, we will learn how Christ's ecosystem benefits from every act of altruism by each of his members. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you with thanks and praise. Help us to learn how to activate your Holy Spirit and hear what you would have us do in regard to an altruistic spirit. We know that to have an altruistic nature means having a closer relationship with you. Help us to develop that habit of applying emotional intelligence in Christ in and outside of your ecosystem so that we will be an example of your love and goodness. We pray for continual help in fulfilling your commandment to love thy neighbor as thyself, and thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit and our salvation. Amen. So I'm going to start with Mark 12:31, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about this commandment to love thy neighbor as thyself, because that is actually where the whole crust of altruistic behavior starts. It starts with love, and love is very difficult, right? It is hard to do. It's hard to love others. It's hard to hard to love because we have so many things like our ego that gets in the way of things. One of the things that's also hard about having an altruistic spirit is the diversity of beliefs that we now face in our culture today. You can imagine that as many approaches to giving and to be altruistic is multiplied by the different beliefs and the ways that people should not do that. But the important part is not how we help others, but that we do it. If you look back on the life of Christ, there were countless encounters where Jesus demonstrated altruism. Altruism is the ability to give freely without wanting reward or gain. And Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the model for this, as he helped serve, teach, and love all communities, no matter who they were. So one of the hardest parts of altruism is the ego, and I mentioned that before. Jesus rebuked the Pharisees for showing their greed and pride. And this is one of the things that you have to get rid of. And so when we ask at the question of how we practice altruism, the first thing is to let things be of your heart. Jesus, when the Pharisees did things out of pride and greed, in Matthew 6:3-5, it tells us, but when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. And guess what? And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. We need to make sure that we are not just giving for attention. And that spirit does not come from the Holy Spirit. It comes from other places. So that's the first thing. Let your altruistic actions be from your heart. And that will bless your ego system. The very, very first thing that you have to do this is to activate emotional intelligence in Christ. So our definition of emotional intelligence in Christ, and my sister, Lauren E. Miller, who is my the co-founder of EdgeGuide, and with me, Rich Cummings, who is the president of Leading Like Jesus, and Ken Vogas. We all wrote this book together. And one of the things we thought is like we needed a powerful definition that really describes what happens when you are emotionally intelligent in Christ. So we came up with a definition that we coined. And this definition is emotional intelligence in Christ is the activation of the Holy Spirit within you to discern and manage personal emotions and behaviors in a way that honors God by loving others well as Jesus did. What a powerful thing in there. The Holy Spirit is going to let you discern, is going to let you manage all these emotional behaviors, and it's going to let you do that in honor of God and by loving others as well as Jesus did. It's so powerful. The only way you can develop and act on any behavior is through God's Holy Spirit. Galatians 2:20 tells us that I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Jesus gave the ultimate sacrifice, himself for mankind. And he's telling us that we need to love our neighbor. We'll never be as good as sacrificing. No, that's, you know, we our spirit won't let us. But I tell you what, the Holy Spirit will guide us in all truth. And Jesus is showing us and modeling the love that we have for others. Another thing about the Holy Spirit is that it gives believers the power to live like Jesus and to be bold witnesses for him. In John 16:7, it tells us that it was to our benefit that he would go away so we would receive the Holy Spirit. But in fact, it is best for you that I go away, because if I don't, the advocate won't come. Peter, in the Pentecost sermon, gives us the answer. He says, repent. And let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. To be filled and led by the Spirit of God does not require this tremendous spirit to work on your part. It only takes you asking the Holy Spirit, the gift God gave to us, to intervene and be activated. And then you will truly experience your altruistic self. So to practice altruistic behavior, the first thing we need to do is activate emotional intelligence in Christ. The second thing is to give to all, including our enemies. Well, the second thing that's hard to do is to love thy enemy, right? Luke 6:35 tells us, but love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back, because your reward will be great, and you will be the sons of the Most High. You see, this means that we must love God, but we must also love our neighbor, and that's when we're true to our hearts. It is the second commandment and one of the hardest to do, but it's a commandment of God, so we have to do it. So the second way that you can practice altruistic behavior is to love your neighbor and give to your neighbor unselfishly. And we talked about ego. which can prevent that. The third thing to ponder on is to let your altruistic actions be from the heart. Well, I mentioned earlier that the Pharisees, boast and everything, but God tells us many times to do things in private. He said, don't pray like the heathens. He tells us to say the Our Father. There's a lot of things he tells us, but it's important for us to let our actions come from the heart, and where it comes from is through love. And love, if love is in your heart, you're going to be able to activate your altruistic nature and give. I think it's also about social awareness. In a Christ community, an ecosystem, which I call, we all contribute in unique ways to developing that ecosystem and giving. And so I would say that as the Holy Spirit comes into us and we tap into it, we also could be using our unique gifts that God gave us to share with those that are less fortunate. Just remember that God is the source of our altruistic behavior. And don't worry about what to give or when to give or how to give, because he's going to guide us in all truths. One of the things that I'm going to leave you with is something that I think is really, really powerful. And first, I want you to know that God designed us perfectly. It's scientifically proven that giving and the acts of kindness are good for our health because they release hormones that improve our mood. So God did a double blessing here by giving us this altruistic spirit in our once we activate the Holy Spirit. And that double whammy is that we're also improving our health with physical emotions, and we're also getting spiritual rewards, which he talks about. 1 Corinthians 13:4-5 says, know that love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. And it keeps no record of wrongs. Follow 1 Corinthians 13:4-5, because that teaches us how to love. But the activation of the Holy Spirit gives us the ability to love. Thank you.